Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top-brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Everything feels a bit uncertain right now. A few months ago, you never would have expected eggs being factored into your monthly budget. New sources of stress equal more opportunities for breakouts to strike. Luckily, Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. We'd say that's a pretty good deal. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Welcome back. Take Command Stretch Run here after a 17-point road victory over the Chargers. The Commanders are 3-2 as they get ready for prime time. They'll play on Monday Night Football two of the next 3 weeks, including against the Chicago Bears at home this coming Monday night. Logan, first off, the trip to L.A., curious. I know you're not big on going out to a restaurant and getting something to eat after you land. Did you ever get a decent meal in L.A.? Did you go out and eat like a fish or some kale or something?
I'm from LA, so I went and saw my family and my parents, my brother, my niece, all that stuff. And so there's a restaurant, a breakfast spot out in the valley where I grew up called Brent's, which is kind of famous in the area. So had breakfast there a couple times, and then obviously had dinner a couple times, you know, out at local spots in the valley, but nothing in downtown LA.
So how far are you from the actual city? Because I've never thought of you as like I know you're a California guy, but I don't know the geography. I didn't think of you as like an LA guy.
Yeah, I grew up in LA County, technically. So like
no way.
The public school I would have gone to is like technically LA County public school, but I went to a Catholic high school because you got to go to private school is a bigger thing out there than it is in here in Virginia. But so I'm probably with no traffic, probably about 40 minutes from downtown. So
I didn't know that. Okay, yeah, so you were home.
Home.
Did really you get close to go to the parents' house, hang out a little bit?
Yeah, went to the house I grew up in, and then obviously my brother's got a new house. His house burned down in the fire, but got to see his new home, which was great. So, great to just kind of check in on everybody, make sure everyone's good, and now back in Virginia, so.
Very good. All right. I just wanted to make sure you didn't have a carb or any sugar, that's all.
No, dude, I'm better than that.
Yeah, you would never do that. That would be absolutely crazy. Sorry to hear that about your brother. The new house is nice, though?
New house is fantastic. Insurance took care of him, so that's also a plus because I know a lot of people didn't get that benefit. So he actually, it's terrible what happened, obviously, and he talks about all the stuff that he lost in the house, but healthy, happy, and insurance came through in a big way, so they're able to get a nice new house, which is awesome.
All right, that's big time. That's good. That's why that is why we do that whole paying for insurance thing every single month, I guess. All right, few things I want to clean up here. Rapid fire. Timeouts in your early second half are killing me. It's just every single week they do this on their first drive or second drive. And then after that, they could have burned another one. Thank God they realized finally 5 yards is not as bad as losing a timeout in the second half. But they had a sequence where they had delay of game and then almost delay of game back to back.
Yeah.
What is going on here with this stuff?
I don't know. That was a weird sequence. I'm not really sure. I don't have a good answer for you. I know sometimes after – I don't remember the exact sequence, Grant. Maybe you can help me, because when you're all watching the L-22, they don't have the penalties line in there, so I'm remembering from when we watched. But it was like they got to line of scrimmage. They didn't get the playoff. Jaden, like, ran someplace because it was like a broken play, or maybe that was the play prior. And sometimes when the quarterback's not – he's running around, like, on a scramble or something, he doesn't set the huddle. It delays the process a little bit. So I remember thinking, I wonder if that had something to do with it. But now I don't remember the sequences.
So it was a second and five from the 13. Daniels incomplete to Moore. It was after that rollout, like end zone throw.
So he's running around because like they didn't get the ball.
Yeah, maybe he's a little gassed coming back, whatever. So third and five from the 13, they get a delay of game, which in and of itself there, yes, that is third and five to third and 10 is a huge deal. That's bad. And like, that's annoying. But again, I'll take the 5 yards there over another timeout in the second half of a close game. But it was right after that where out of a timeout, The ball to McCaffrey in the end zone where they're kind of at a whack, incomplete third and 10 before a gay 36-yarder. Quite literally, they should have had a delay of game probably. I mean, it was like that. It was a stale zero on the clock, and I thought they got lucky not to get another one.
So I don't know exactly what happened, but I'll tell you, having played in the NFL and now having called games, like one of the things is when that ball gets thrown there and it looks like it's completed, sometimes your brain just thinks, oh, we got a touchdown. Now we're going for three as the play caller. And you're a little bit late getting the next play in, or you're like, hey, what happened? What's going on? And they can't really see what's happening. And it's a late getting communication in there. So that's one possible explanation. Two is Jaden Daniels maybe thinks it's a touchdown. He's running away. Oh, no, it's not in. We got to come back. So I do think the play prior affects the subsequent play.
Smart.
Definitely.
Yeah, but, that makes sense.
And like you see that with delay of game sometimes where there's like a little bit. Did we get the first down? Did we not? Where's the ball placed? All that kind of stuff. The next one, I actually thought the refs didn't wind the clock correctly. That was my initial take from the sideline. But again, they got the playoff, thank God. But I do think like just being aware, like when you're in a moment like that, the play call has to be immediate, right? So if there's any delay in communication from up top, any delay from the coordinator, quarterback's not ready, quarterback mishears it, it makes it really hard to be on schedule. And I think like that's something maybe fans who have never been in an NFL huddle don't understand is it seems like, oh, you have plenty of time. You have 40 seconds. But to get the thing called in the huddle, executed to the line of scrimmage, it takes a little bit more time than you think. So if there's any kind of wrinkle in that, it can lead to that stuff. So I'm not trying to give them an excuse, but I do think that sequence was a little bit funky and it might have thrown a wrench in the plan there.
I am looking for insight. You're providing insight. I will accept the insight. How about the slow start on the road again? I mean, it's 3-for-3 here where Green Bay was a mess. Atlanta was a mess. And then the early part of this game was a shebangus. Now, you get a pass on this one because clearly that they were ready to go and they were prepped. And after they made a couple of adjustments, they punched back. But does that worry you at all? Like, you've been in a lot of locker rooms. There is a trend here where they've played 3 road games and at least out of the chute, they have looked not as ready as the other team when the game started.
And I think a big part of that, and maybe this is my offensive player bias, is like when the offense comes out slow, you really...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Really, really run the risk of this happening because you put a ton of of stress on the defense, right? So, like, I know, like, people say, oh, the defense has got to play, but whatever, whatever. And defensive guys will probably say, yeah, we got to get three and outs. And, like, it's so funny when I talk to Kedrick at Stonebridge, right? You know, he does the post-game pod. One of the things I'm always saying is, like, we can't put you guys in that position. He's always saying, we can't put you guys in that position. And that's taking extreme ownership. But as an offensive player, I understand that if we go three and out, the defense just got off the field. We're giving the ball right back to them, the opposing team's offense, with good field position. It's not a recipe for success for defensive football at any level. So what I would say is, like, I do think the offense finding a way to be more efficient in that opening sequence is going to be important. Like, I look at, just because I was watching the Bears, I actually think they're really efficient in the opening script, because you can tell, like, what's the guy's name? Ben Johnson does a good job of, like, scripting those first 15. Same thing with Kyle, scripting the first 15. I'm not saying that they don't do that here, but really making sure that that is clean, so you get at least 5 to 7 plays executed, I think is really important. Not necessarily for offensive production, but just to alleviate some of the pressure on the defense. So I think that's one thing I would point to, is, like, just can we be a little bit more efficient?
This episode is brought to you by White Claw Surge. Nice choice hitting up this podcast. No surprises. You're all about diving into tastes everyone in the room can enjoy. Just like White Claw Surge. It's for celebrating those moments when connections have been made and the night's just begun. With bold flavors and 8% alcohol by volume, unleash the night. Unleash White Claw Surge. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. 8% alcohol by volume. White Claw Seltzer Works. Chicago, Illinois.
On that opening drive, because if you think about it, the opening drive in Atlanta, three and out. The opening drive here, three and out. The opening drive in Green Bay, three and out. It, as long as it's not three and out, let's get 5 plays executed. Let's get 7 plays executed. But the
defense is allowed to get a three and out too.
They are allowed to get a three and out, but I think when you look statistically, this is an offensive-driven league. I say this to Fred Smoot all the time, and he gets all hot about it. Same thing with Fletch. But the deck is tipped in favor of the offense, right? So anytime we give the opposing team's offense good field position, more bites at the apple, just general opportunity, like, that's unfair to the defense, I feel, as an offensive
player. Which is definitely the trend of the league now. Possessions are starting at the 30 to 40. You know, you with the way kickers are kicking, you're 15 right. yards from field goal range. That's true.
So for me, it's like, we got to offensively put that group in a better spot to be successful. Because, again, let's say they give up a touchdown on the opening drive, hypothetically, right? They need time to make corrections, make adjustments, talk through certain looks, talk through what kind of the offensive coordinator is trying to attack. And if we go three and out, they don't get that time to coach that up and make those corrections or right back on the field before any kind of change can be affected. So I think that's something that comes to mind when I see that. It's like, it just allows the tempo of the game to slow a little bit with a little bit more offensive efficiency. And I know that they're all working on getting that done over there, and that's at the forefront of mine, but that's something that as an offensive player, I would point to and say, I think that that would be helpful in terms of starting a little bit quicker.
Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson, take command. All right, next time you hear from us will be Thursday. We'll have a preview pod going into Monday Night Football with the Chicago Bears and Ben Johnson, who is coming to town, was a head coaching candidate here in D.C. when Dan Quinn got the job, now a head coach for the first time in the league with Caleb Williams. That's the big storyline. Again, Caleb Williams, number one pick, with Jaden Daniels went number two. Rematch of last year's home game that ended in a Hail Mary from Daniels to Noah Brown. And good news, sounds like Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown are on the mend and may well both be back in this game. Scary to think about how good this offense could be with more playing time for Jalen Lane and for Luke McCaffrey. So those guys have come on a little bit. They're playing better. You got this unbelievable running game going with the league leader in yards per attempt. In Ja'Cory Cross-Kimmerett, the O-line's playing well, and now you get a couple weapons back in the passing game. Could be scary. But we'll talk about that a little bit later in the week. For Logan and our producer, Evan, I'm Grant saying so long. Thanks for checking us out on Take Command.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.